you know. Listener-supported Christian radio for the Palm Beaches and the Treasure Coast.
Welcome to Kingdom Recovery. This is a live, spirit-filled program where no matter what chains a person to a prison of hopelessness, such as alcohol, drugs, sex, or even feelings, God can and will break those chains. Kingdom Recovery is a cutting-edge program where we discuss God's Word through focused teachings, open discussion, and life-changing testimonies. Hi, everyone. We got caught up for a moment, caught up in the heavenly places. Hallelujah. This is Kingdom Recovery. I'm Luann Linnegan, and I'm with
James Rich.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back to Kingdom Recovery. You're listening to 89.9 WCNO, and it is 5 o'clock on a Friday. Hello, hello. That's for anybody who's just like doing what we were doing. Being in heavenly places, we're gonna bring you back down for a second so we can talk about some kingdom stuff. Hallelujah, right? So we've been talking about the gifts of the Spirit, and then Pastor Tom was here last week. So we stopped at healings, right?
Yeah, healing and...
We did faith and healings. So now we're on working miracles. Mm. Hallelujah. And those are the power gifts. So we're going to be talking about the last one of the power gifts, and then we'll move on to speaking in tongue and interpretation. And I think at that point, we will be complete on the gifts. So I will be probably repeating myself on definitions of miracles and the difference between working of miracles and miracles, because we wake up in the morning and the sun rises and the sun sets. And the flowers bloom and things happen around us, and those are miracles. Being born again is a miracle, but we're going to be talking about the working of miracles, which is the gift that God gives an individual to operate and manifest himself, his power, through that person. So a miracle is a supernatural intervention in the ordinary course of nature, a temporary suspension or bending of the accustomed order through the Spirit of God. So it changes. So miracles are all around us. We were born a healing. We get healing miracles. When we do deliverance, that's a miracle. We have all kinds of natural miracles, restorations, miracles. Being born again is the biggest miracle that ever had happened to me. And then there are so many that I've experienced, and so many working miracles that we've heard of and seen in our lives too. But so miracles are bending things that happen in the natural, the unexpected, things that can only God can do. But the working of miracles is a person manifesting God's power to alter the natural cause of something, right? So like walking on water, that would be a working of miracles, because we aren't designed to walk on water as humans, but to walk on water would be considered a working of miracles, right?
Yeah, and
that's like if a fish flies, that's a work of working of miracles. Go ahead, James.
Or like organs growing back in people's
Amen.
Bodies.
Yep. Yes.
And I'm not saying I'm sure either way on this. I'm very open to, if I'm not sure, I don't want to be bold and say it's this way because the church says it's this way. But the church teaches basically that, like, if you pray for healing and say a broken bone instantly is healed, they call it a miracle. And I'm not saying they're wrong, but I'm not sure if that isn't just instant healing or working in miracles, to be honest.
Well, isn't working in miracles something that happens instantly, right? And healings can happen instantly too, but most of the time they are gradual or...
Yeah, and that's what's taught. I just, when we get before the Lord, he might say, because I've seen so many broken bones since, he might say, James, that was really instant healing. But when that organ grew back, that was
a working miracle's
gift. So, and I'm okay with either way. I'm just saying, I don't like to say I'm sure of something because I just read the Bible and talk to the Lord all the time.
I'm hoping that as we go through this teaching, people will get more information and understanding and enlightenment. So we'll see what happens, right? So a surprising and unwelcoming event that is not explainable by natural or scientific laws and is therefore considered to be the work of a divine agency power like God. Wonder, marvel. In Hebrew, it means something that is raised up or elevated. That's what miracles mean, okay? And there are different types of miracles, like what James was just saying too, and we'll be talking about the different types of miracles because there are healing miracles, you know, deliverance, that's a miracle. You know, when someone gets transformed because they've been delivered from a spirit, that's pretty amazing. I mean, look at Mary Magdalene. She transformed the moment Jesus delivered her from all those demonic spirits. She started to follow him and became a different person. That's a working of miracles. So the Bible talks about a lot of them. And some examples are when Jesus turned the water into wine.
That's definitely a working miracle.
Amen. Raising of the dead, Lazarus coming out of the grave, healing the sick. Like we were saying, there were some that were, you know, working of the miracle of miracles, casting out demons could be in that. And it takes faith and healing sometimes to do all three are operating and intertwining each other when this is happening too. Most of the time, I would say, you know, great faith is involved in it too.
Well, faith with any of the gifts, like when you cast out demons, it's really a lot of faith involved. Amen. If you really believe something's listening to you, because you'll hear people scream and yell a lot of times when demons start manifesting and nothing happens because they're just not really. Mm-hmm. You really need to, if you're getting into that, and it's because it's becoming more common and social media is helping that, because we're supposed to be doing it. It's one of the first things we're told to do. But just keep in mind that if you just talk like you're talking to a person in there, because if you just start yelling, they'll usually just like know that you're not used to it. You know what I mean? They're thinking, oh, I got a newbie here. But if you just talk authoritative, because I get loud sometimes, I just, whatever comes over me, sometimes I laugh at them, just depends. But the main thing is talk like you're talking to a person in there, because that's a person in there without a body.
Amen. And then the plagues of Egypt, that was miracles of judgment. Actually, he worked miracle working to bring the people out of Egypt. So and changing Pharaoh's mind had something to do with that too, because he worked miracles in order to get for Pharaoh to let his people go.
But he did harden his heart to make him not let him go, so he could show more miracles.
Right.
And I always, this is just James's belief as read the Bible, and I started reading when I was young before I really knew him, but I always felt when I'd read that story that he didn't start with the big miracles, because he would have crumbled. He had to keep getting him hard and make him like resist. But if he'd have gave like something big in the very first one, he'd have been so freaked out, he would have. So he had to keep taking him a little until he started doing the big
stuff. And it was also for his own people too, because
was for everybody, the whole world
to see. Because if you think about it, even the Pharisees, the religious group of when Jesus was walking, they needed signs. They were waiting for signs. So when Jesus performed healings and miracles and operated, you know, in the spirit, you know, manifested with what Father God was ministering to him in spirit, you know. They need it. And he would say to them, even though I'm doing these things, you're still doubting and questioning and not knowing who I am, you know. So, and that's part of the working of miracles is to manifest God's glory and his power and his character through a person. He wants to reveal himself. And it is not only for the believer, which it, you know, always is a wonderful thing to be a witness to, but it's also for the non-believer, that the one that's doubting, the one that's not sure whether who God is.
Yeah, we're in a time when God's going to start moving in the gift of working of miracles more. And he had even told Kenneth Hagin that was coming in the revival, which I believe we're coming into.
Amen. So the working of miracles is a specific act. Like when Moses, with the rod, with his hand over the sea, and then God parted it, that was a working miracle. All right? An intervention in the ordinary course of nature. It's when you alter nature. I even believe working miracle was when time stopped and the day.
Oh, yeah,
that was a working miracle, right? So it's God altering the natural course of something. Like if walking on water, humans not designed to walk on water. And we get to experience something like that or see something like that. It's God's working miracle through that person.
Yeah, and the gift of working miracles is just God doing that through us as a gift.
Amen.
You know what I mean?
Yes, amen.
Like when he stopped the time.
All the gifts, he did the gifts. That, right? Yeah, amen.
but he can. He's doing that same thing through us when it's the gift of working miracles.
That's right. And it's the same thing. Like God did. That's what I would think sometimes is the difference, because God created the earth and everything in it, and that's a miracle. But the working of miracles when he uses one of his people, one of his children,
one of the gifts,
and he operates through them to manifest his mighty power of miracle. Yes. And it's probably just a sliver of, like, we couldn't even handle.
He
gives us just a little bit, and look what can happen, that major miracle to us. To him, it's just normal.
I remember when Toronto movement was going on, and the laughter thing, and Rick Joyner was, the Lord said, I want you to go over there. And he said, Lord, that just looks like a bunch of flesh. How much of that is you? And the Lord said, about 20%. Yeah. He said, now get over there. You've never seen that much of me.
Amen, amen, right? So Exodus 14:21-31. This was the scripture that I was talking about. Moses, at the command of God, stretched out his hand and over the sea, and a strong east wind caused the waters to divide, creating a path for the Israelites to cross and escape the Egyptians, Pharaoh and his people. But so not only did he had to have great faith too on that one. He had to have faith to believe, like, you know, when God told him, stretch your hand out. Hit it with the rod, you know, like you have to truly like have the faith of God to be able to, and then you manifest the miracle of God, which is pretty cool, right?
So yeah, when he's speaking audibly though, which is probably the way he was, he's so authoritative, you'd be scared not to do it again.
Amen. So a miracle is a supernatural event beyond human comprehension and scientific explanation. Attributed to divine intervention, miracles serve to reveal God's power and character, strengthening the faith of believers and inviting the non-believer, right, to believe, to draw into him. So miracles bend the natural laws in the world. They defy gravity. So like we were saying, whatever it is, it's like if fish start flying, that would be a working of God's miracle, operating through the fish, right? So walking on water, parting the seas, even, and not only did Moses do it, but Elijah did it with the Jordan, right? And Elijah. So so that's like a double witness right there that he works.
And I just
When the donkey talked, sorry, because animals don't talk.
We don't think. If they do, they're speaking another
language.
Well,
they didn't talk.
No, I'm kidding.
Yeah.
We're talking to each other when we leave. No, I'm kidding.
Right. Like, look at those humans.
I just want to say what I was saying earlier. I am no way saying, like, an instant bone healing or cancer leaving. I mean, I've seen it many times, but I'm not saying it's not under a gift of miracles. I'm just saying I'm not sure. So don't think
and it could
I'm
be,
saying it's not. It may be amen. Related to that. I don't want to be claiming any,
amen.
God's doing anything with me that's overclaiming. You know, maybe he'll say it was just healing. So I'm okay either way.
Because the end result is it was complete the way he wanted it complete, period. So, yeah, and mean, that's the beauty got, of it all.
They got their per se miracle, as whether mm-hmm. it was the gift of miracles going through you or the gift of faith. Or
yeah, I wouldn't care as long as right. Yeah, yeah amen.
If you
amen.
Have a daughter that's healed, you're not worried
Hallelujah.
About what it was.
Right? It's God. Either way, it's God. Yeah. You know, just that's it. Give him the glory. So we already spoke about the gifts of healings, you know, each time. And it's gifts of healings. So we get different ways to manifest healings to God's people. Or everybody, God created everyone. Not everyone wants to be in the family of God. That's the difference. But we are all created by God. We are all his people. Now, do we want to be in the kingdom of God, of heaven with God? Then we have to be born again. We have to confess Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. And believe what he did for us, right?
Yeah.
And for all of this, I'm sorry, James, I just want to just remind the listener that you have to be filled with the Holy Spirit for these gifts. You know?
Yeah.
Okay, I just want to go. You must be born again. Okay, go ahead, James.
No, I was just going to read Hebrews 2:4 says, God also bearing them witness both with signs and wonders and with divers miracles and gifts of the Holy Ghost according to his own will. So with that said, he does these things as a witness.
That's right, amen.
Especially the miracle.
Amen, amen, amen. So working of miracles is a healing, often as a healing, often implies a process or of restoration, like we were talking. While the working of miracles is an instantaneous, extraordinary event that defies natural laws. And I would say, James, like what you're saying, when a arm grows out, you know,
yes.
That is, I mean,
yeah.
There's something on, it's been on in the past, but it's coming back up again in one of the ministries about the girl whose arm got stretched out. And so you could probably Google that and it would come up if anybody's interested about a working miracle and you can witness one because there was one that happened. And I think it was a third world country. Her arm was all twisted. Do you remember that one?
Yeah, I got to say that. Yeah. I questioned that one because okay. They showed another video of
her
with that same thing happening.
Okay.
In another thing. So I was wondering if maybe.
Oh, okay.
I mean, that does happen.
Yeah.
There was Henry Wright had a lady, a 15-year-old girl, this arm was 7 inches short.
Mm-hmm.
And he was speaking at this church, guest speaker, and he was teaching on spiritual roots of disease for all week. And people from churches all around were there. And at the last days there, they said, there's a girl in the back wants to talk to you. And goes back there. And she broke her arm when she was 11 and broke the growth plates. And she's 15 and she was kind of heavy girl and her arm short and thin. And she said, I told my mom on the way to church today that if you pray for my arm, it's going to grow out.
Amen.
And Henry Wright, he's not really in... There's a lot of miracles. I think it's just because if you get delivered to something causing your liver to go bad, God supernaturally does that there, puts things right. in and stuff. But because he's not real into the faith thing real strong. He's like, just line up, God. So he always just says, pray. It's 50-50. That's just what he says. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying I agree with that, but he says, it's 50-50. Might not, might not. So that's his attitude. So this girl says, you told your mother that. He says, and you believe this? Yes. Well, if God's going to do this, everyone's going to see it. Come on. He takes her up front. And then he has his wife hold her arms out. And the people in the church repented later. The pastor and stuff, they said, we were so mad at you. We got all these visitors here, and you're going to make us look like an idiot, they said. And so he's praying. And he goes, I don't know why God did it this way. It's just the way he did it. He said, I prayed, arm grow out. There's only so many ways you can pray. Arm grow out in Jesus' name. He said, finally, I said, Lord. And the Lord said, you're going to have to speak a lot more than that around that thing. He said, oh, I didn't think about that. There's a lot in there. So I think he's saying bone grow. That's what he was saying. So he starts speaking the bone, the arteries, the veins, and it goes 2 inches and stops. And he keeps going and going and going. And then he starts thinking, did she trick me? Did she do that? Did she twist herself? And then he said, what now, Lord? And he says, I'm sorry. This is just the way God did it. Henry, I've done all I can do without new skin. He said, oh, I didn't pray for the skin. And he prayed. There's three different kinds of whatever the skin cells are called. And he started praying and it shot right out. Amen. In front of like 1,500 people.
Amen. And Derek Prince, you can listen to too, because he talks about the girl with acne, like right in front of their face. She went to beautiful skin. So that's a working of miracles too. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So you probably could find some, you know, you would know from the, I guess, the pastor that, you know, the minister that's doing the miracle that God's using. I should say doing it, but he's using these mighty people,
and the thing I
men and women.
The main thing that made me not sure is like if a bone's going to grow back together in 6 weeks and it happens instantly, and it's probably a miracle. To me, it's a little different than an organ growing when there wasn't an organ. I'm not sure. That's all I'm saying is I don't want to label something and exaggerate anything.
Yes. Okay. So let's go to the working of miracles. Oh, so and that's in 1 Corinthians 12, 1 through 11. Let's just read some of it because it's 12:10 that actually talks about the working of miracles. But I want to read the first part too because, you know, I was listening to myself. I listened to different pastors and read different literature, you know, regarding different topics. And it was in one of the things that I was studying, it talked about Paul having to get to know Jesus the way we get to know Jesus, you know, and he was not in Jesus's presence. He had to learn and be taught by the Holy Spirit like we do. So when he talks, and it kind of, like, for me, it spoke to me because I think everything he teaches or wrote about is really important because it's like how we learn. That's how convicted we could be, and have that kind of intimacy, the way Paul walked with Jesus, the way he talks, the way, because he did, but through the Holy Spirit. You see, the disciples walked with Jesus. Paul never walked with Jesus as the person, as the man. He walked with him in spirit, and that's the same. So when he says this, he's talking, this is Paul talking in 1 Corinthians. And the way he's talking, you would think that he walked with Jesus, with the other disciples. Sometimes we forget, because he's one of the disciples, that he didn't even walk with Jesus as the man. He walked with Jesus in spirit. And that's what we're gifted here. It's so much greater, seriously, because we didn't have to. Jesus is with us now. You know, we don't have to follow Jesus everywhere. Jesus follows. He's with us. You know, we just have to pay attention what direction we're going.
What he's leading.
And he's leading, correct. So now concerning spiritual gifts, brethren, I do not want you to be ignorant. You know that you were Gentiles carried away to these dumb idols. However you were led. Therefore, I make known to you that no one speaking by the Spirit of God calls Jesus accursed, and no one can say that Jesus is Lord except by the Holy Spirit. So, and this is Paul talking, and he's confirming that it's the Holy Spirit that leads and guides us, like James has just said. It's not, you know, if I want to step before the Holy Spirit, I'm going to get myself all tangled up in some kind of weeds, for sure. Because I go into gardens I don't belong, you know. But if you let the Holy Spirit, he'll keep you in the right garden, dealing with the things that he's called you to do, and giving you the supply you need to fulfill his plan and purpose in your path, in the path that he's leading you to go in.
And don't grieve him.
Amen.
He's your best friend if you'll just walk with him and really surrender to him in everything and realize we don't know nothing by ourselves. Without mm-hmm. him, we can do nothing.
That's right.
And the more we realize that, the more fellowship we have with him.
Amen. Amen. And we will talk about walking with him, because it takes walking with him. It takes the faith and walking in the Spirit to be able to even hear God when he's giving you direction to do these things, you know, for him. Okay?
All right.
He knows what people need.
I just thought of a good, for instance, I'm at a denominational church that had asked me to come and teaching them how to pray, and God's really healing people. They'd never seen anybody healed. And last Wednesday, a couple of days ago, Wednesday before last, there was like five people healed. They came to a little group, but they have a little prayer group, which is growing because they came to the big meeting. And people come in wanting prayer. Some people, like two people with cancer came, and another lady. And then the pastor's wife, her neck was hurting. And he prayed with another man. And I put my hands on him and prayed. Still wasn't healed. And I automatically think on forgiveness a lot. That's just the most common thing. I just check with people. And then she's really up on that. And wasn't that. We're sitting there, and there's this lady, the one that's leg grew out the start of this whole thing, and she so wants to pray for people and see miracles. She just had a feeling that, and she walked over there and said, because she was up taking care of her new grandbaby and holding a lot, says, "I really feel it's stress. They were praying for you to line up, but you don't need lining up. You just need the stress gone," and said, "Lord, remove the stress," and her pain left.
Amen. Amen.
And then I called her on the way home, because she didn't even know it. She had left before the lady shared, and she was so excited. And I said, "Just know that's here in the Lord." Like, "What do you mean?" Or she didn't say, "What do you mean?" She just, I said, "I don't think you're listening to me," because they've never heard the Lord, in the most of them in this denomination stuff like that. I said, "When you had the feeling, that's how he was talking to you. Pay attention whenever you're praying for people for that feeling." It's like, that's him. "Oh my God, God talked to me." She was so excited.
Amen. 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 So in 1 Corinthians 12:10, we'll jump down to 10. It says, "To another, the working of miracles, to another prophecy, to another discerning of spirits, to another different kinds of tongues, to another the interpretation of tongues. But one of the same Spirit works all these things, distributing to each one individually as he wills." So so we must have that the Holy Spirit, a relationship with the Holy Spirit. We must be born again. And that's what Jesus was telling. That's the only really time that Jesus talks about the conversion, of how to be converted into the kingdom of God, actually. You know, it's through the born-again experience, okay? So the working of miracle is the active function of performing a miracle. So he's using a person to perform his miracle, whereas a miracle is the result of the extraordinary event. So the working of the miracle is God using you to perform the event, okay, the miracle. All right, so working of miracle was more prominent in the Old Testament. You saw a lot more of that in the Old Testament. Gifts of healing was more in the New Testament, right? Mm-hmm. So the working of miracles was used for the miraculous deliverance of God's people from the Egyptians. We talked about that a little bit. That's one of the big examples, and that's in Exodus. The working of miracles are seen when God convinced Pharaoh to let his people go, Israel, you know, go. Thank you, James. And Aaron threw down his rod, and it turned into the serpent. When they were doing, that's a working of miracle,
mm-hmm.
right? And when the dust turned to insects, then all the other plagues were works of miracles of God, okay? And they were presented. So through Moses and Aaron, God used them to tell Pharaoh what was going to happen. But he needed Moses and Aaron to be able to make sense of the whole thing for Pharaoh. Otherwise, it would just happen and nobody would know where it was coming from, why it was happening. You know, it's hard to look at ourselves and say, maybe I'm sinning against God. Usually we get a little conviction through a person, place, or thing, and then, you know, the consequence.
That's why I tell people, you know, they'll be like, can you pray for so-and-so? And I'll say, well, can you call them, or you need to lay hands on them when you pray, or they need to know you're praying, or else they're not even going to know why it happened, you know? Oh, you know, the cancer's all gone. They're like, oh, the cartilage I took. That's what they'd be pushing, shark cartilage everywhere.
Yeah.
So, I mean.
Because you want to give God the glory, yes.
Right, and he wants, that's why he'll stand behind it, though, if they know and you pray. And I'm not saying I haven't seen that work, but maybe 1 out of 1,000 times, you know,
and
praying without the people knowing.
Yeah, and sometimes it's when you do get someone on your heart, or someone comes to your remembrance and you start to pray and say, oh, I pray that they got through that. Maybe a phone call is good to let them know you prayed for them.
Mm-hmm.
Because sometimes people need to know that there are people thinking about them, loving on them, praying for them. God's talking to them about them. You know what I mean? Like, God's present for them.
Mm-hmm.
So it's important, because God wants us to let people know that he hears them.
And
it's like when I go to the jail, I don't know these women intimately like that. I mean, I know them through just, you know, our casual weekly thing, but there are things sometimes that come out of my mouth and someone starts crying, or, you know, and it wasn't like I said, I think I'm going to get Heather today. I don't know, you know, through teaching that I'm offering, you know, God filled me up and I'm pouring out. And I tell them that I have no idea that he heard your heart. He hears your thoughts, you know?
Amen.
Amen. Did you want to say something?
I don't remember what it was.
Oh, because it was so
good. Oh, I know what it was.
Because it was so good what I was saying.
Yeah. Yeah, I was just thinking about how when I was first in deliverance and I got delivered with a speech impediment and a few things, and then my mom couldn't go over a bridge 25 years. I cast that out, and she was riding over it, looking over the side. And even when I was young, she could go over it looking in a book, but she never looked over the side. And so then I came in, and she says that her oldest sister, she had like mental problems. She's pretty old and was getting bad. And the youngest sister lived next door to her and took care of her. And she called and told my mom, she's doing really bad, can you pray? So I just prayed, rebuking the spirits, and I was only a few weeks in, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I prayed with my mom. I said, let's agree, we command and relieve everything messed with her mind and everything. And now she took her to the doctor, because she was sick, and they gave her some antibiotics. And we prayed at 4:10, and then my mom's youngest sister called the next day, said, the strangest thing happened yesterday. My mom said, what happened? She said, Joyce came over at 4:30 and said, man, the mani box worked fast. And she was in the rightest mind she's been in years.
Amen.
She was like normal.
Amen. Amen.
So I'm just saying this. Yeah. That's not praying. That's commanding things. We have authority. There's no distance in the spirit. They hear everything we say.
That's right.
So I'm saying, don't post that on if you come and say, let's pray for somebody has cancer or something, and we're praying with nobody knowing, I'm just praying in the room. It does work. And there's probably people that have more faith praying that way and see more. I just see so much more laying hands, or just even praying on the phone, just praying with them, though. They know you're praying.
Right. Amen. So divine intervention in the ordinary course of nature is working of miracles. I'm going to keep saying it, because we want people to be empowered.
Amen.
Amen. Right?
God wants to move in miracles,
yes,
too.
Yes, yes, yes. In the New Testament, working of miracles was John 6:5-14. Jesus took the little boy's lunch and multiplied it for the multitudes. Mm-hmm. Right?
There you go.
That's a working of miracles.
Definitely a working of miracles.
Uh-huh. And you know, that boy was part of that. He used that boy to get a miracle going for the rest of, so that other people can be filled and stay and see Jesus. Right, and hear him. So the gift of faith will get us through a circumstance, but the working of a miracle will actually change a circumstance. Amen. And that's important. I'll say it again. So the gift of faith will get us through a circumstance, but the working of a miracle will actually change the circumstance. It would be a major miracle that alters the natural course of where it was going. Okay? So, and Paul had supernatural faith to believe for divine protection when he was on the ship. I read that today. And that's in Acts 27. So it was the storm. And he said, if everybody stays on this, we're going to get to the, because he knew he was getting to the other side. I said it to yesterday. I said that to, there was a lot of people, the fire trucks. I had to go get my stepmom at the hospital. She had some surgery, right? So, and you know, Port St. Lucie West is packed. But then we're in major traffic, and then there's a ambulance, fire truck. Everybody wants to get fired. So all these cars were doing things that were, like, risky, dangerous, like going, you know, the gardeners, everybody with tracked with trailers. And I'm like, don't worry. We're going to get to Duffy's because I'm in the car, and God's going to tell me I'm going to get to Duffy's because I shall live, I shall not die, and proclaim the word of the Lord. I know that with all my heart, you know? So I said, because I shall not die, I shall live, and proclaim the works of the Lord. And they look at me like, yes, we should know that by now. Praise the Lord. So
I remember saying the same thing in San Domingo. They drive us crazy.
Oh, my God, it was so dangerous what they were doing.
They were going, you know, trying to get me to the airport, and it was pouring.
Yeah.
And they drive like 2 inches behind people, and they were like right up, like 6 feet behind this guy going 80 miles an hour. I'm like, there's no way I can stop. I'm going, I just kept saying, Lord, you sent me here.
That's right.
I know I'm not.
That's
right. You know what I mean? I really stayed at peace, but it was nuts.
I know I'm laughing, but there was moments where it seemed like we were going to get hurt. You know, like these trucks, they don't, you know, they just move and we're a little car to them. You know, so, and they were like, oh my God, what's happening? I'm like, don't worry. We shall not fear, you know? So praise the Lord. So he believed, and that was not only that the gift of faith operating, but the working of miracle, because he got to the other side. Everyone stayed on the ship, even though it felt like they were going to drown and the ship was going to go down. Praise the Lord. Okay, so in Mark 4:39, when Jesus stood on the ship during a storm and said, peace, be still, that was a work of the working of miracles. All right, because he altered, and when Peter got on the water, God altered through Peter natural law by having him be able to stand on the water, walk on the water. That changed the circumstance, causing the danger. You know, God said, be still. That's the other one where he said, be still. And everything stopped in the middle of the storm. So gift of faith receives a miracle, working of miracles, work, perform, transformation, a miracle, transforms a miracle. The work in miracles is used to display manifestations of God's power and magnificence. The Greek word for miracles is powers. The working of powers, we can say, if we say the working of miracles. The working of deeds, mighty works. Dunamis, which is dynamite. All right, it's an explosion of the almightiness of God through you. Him through you. So, there's a book, Question and Answer, Spiritual Gifts, and Howard Carter wrote it. And he said, the working of miracles is the mighty power of God flowing through a person. And in James 1:22, it says, but be doers of the word and not hearers only. Acts 10:38 said, and this is God anointed, Jesus was with the Holy Spirit and power, deeds of power. Miraculous action, miracles. We are anointed like Jesus. It says that he was anointed, filled with the Holy Spirit, power. Jesus died and sent the Holy Spirit to live in us so that we can be filled with the Holy Spirit and live in power by the Holy Spirit through in us. So we not only, we can do mightier, greater things, he says, to us, because there's many of him, filled him around to be able to influence people and the earth as it is in heaven on earth. Go ahead, James.
Yeah, I was just glancing through here. John 6:2 says, and a great multitude followed him because they saw his miracles, which he did on them that were diseased. So they were calling diseases being healed miracles.
Amen. Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Mm-hmm. So a miracle is a supernatural event that goes against the laws of nature. The working of miracles is a spiritual gift that enables, empowers by the Holy Spirit, an individual to actively do, right, be doers, perform, manifest the supernatural divine acts through the Holy Spirit, through us, by the Holy Spirit, through us. A miracle is the event itself, the impossible manifestation, manifesting, the impossible manifesting in the physical realm. That's what a miracle is, all right? As it is in heaven, here on earth. Matthew 6:10 and Matthew 5:7, it talks about your will be done as it is in heaven, here on earth. And the Lord's Prayer on the Sermon on the Mount is as it is in heaven, here on earth. God wants us to bring heaven down here. And the only way he can do it, the only way he can do that is if we are in agreement with him and we have the faith to move mountains, so that the faith, right, will enable us to be available to receive the gift, understand the gift, and manifest the gift of a working miracle by moving that mountain. That would be a working miracle, when people see the mountain actually move. And when we say mountain, there are things that shift in your life, and people are listening to this right now, that through your word, through your obedience to God, through the faith that you have, and the obedience to God's word and to the Holy Spirit to be moved. There are things going on in your life that can be moved and changed and altered. And that would be a working of miracle, because people see one thing and then suddenly, right, it changes. It's like the working of a miracle, I believe it was, for my family to see the healing of cancer. You know, they couldn't even see it on it. It was there, then it wasn't.
Amen.
Praise God. So there it is. Okay, so a miracle is the event itself is the impossible being manifested. All right, so the blind man healed, water to wine, loaves and bread and fishes. I'm going to keep saying all the miracles, because if you're not sure, you can read these stories. God gave us evidence of his presence, evidence of his promises in his word. That's his will and testament. So working of miracles empowers an individual to bring about miracles of God by his power through the Holy Spirit, with the Holy Spirit in us, through us. All right. Working of miracles is an active, powerful, instantaneous demonstration of God's ability to manifest the impossible. God, people should be in awe and wonder of God. And that's only a little, like, to him, this is normal. Like, angels probably like, this is like normal. They're waiting for us to do these things. You know, they know what's normal in heaven. They know the norm. They're trying to say, we can have all this here.
I just want to say, the enemy will convince you don't have enough faith.
Right.
And you'll be waiting to get this overabundance. Really, if you just will push through and ask somebody to pray, that's all the faith you usually need. And God wants to move, you know.
Amen.
But we've got to move. Yeah. Or we're not going to see it.
And
but
faith
you have to
is
put
the
pride
unseen.
Down.
It's the not, you don't see it. It's like blind faith. You need to operate in blind faith. Just know the word. You don't have to, you just know what God says about that, right? That he'll never leave you or forsake you. So if you're feeling like, I can't, this is impossible, just knowing that. And then blind faith is, I know that word. I can't see it yet, but I'm going to walk in it. That's what it's about. That's what James is saying. Just, you don't have to wait until it happens or build up some kind of faith, because if we don't step out, faith without works is dead. We're not exercising it. We need to exercise.
Have enough faith to take the risk to ask.
Yeah.
Usually you'll see somebody healed, especially if you're not used to it.
Amen.
But putting pride down, you know, is that pride comes in with, what if they're not healed? You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So what? You're going to look
stupid? That's right.
If you take the risk, that's when you start seeing stuff.
Amen.
And if you're dead to yourself, you won't be able to care.
That's right.
You know, it's not about you.
That's right.
Take the risk. You'll see neat things.
Amen. So God of the impossible, Luke 1:37 says, for with God nothing shall be impossible. Right? Mark 10:27 and Matthew 19:26, Jesus states that what is impossible with man is possible with God. Jeremiah 32:17 and 32:27 emphasizes God's great power, and ask if anything is too difficult for him. So Jeremiah 32:17 says, O Lord God, behold, you have made the heavens and the earth by your great power and by your outstretched arm. Nothing is too difficult for you. So these are things, if anybody's struggling and they're listening and they're feeling, this is going to be impossible. I don't know how I'm going to get through this. I can't believe I have to do this. Or, you know, how long is this going to be? Keep these scriptures close to yourself. I keep those little index cards. Write them on index cards. And when you're, put them in your pocketbook, put them in your glove compartment, in your car, put them in your Bible, and read them to yourself. Read them out loud, because sometimes, you know, hearing of the word, we faith grows by hearing. And the enemy hears it. And they have to flee. The enemy has to flee. I say they because it could be several different ones just harassing you. So speak the word. Jesus said, it is written. You could even start it by saying, it is written. And then say it before you read every scripture. Right? And then in Jeremiah 32:27, you could say, it is written, behold, I am the Lord, the God of all flesh. Is anything too difficult for me? And you could say, and that's my God. Hallelujah. Right, James?
Amen.
So the person operating in the gift functions as a channel for God's strength and power, allowing the law of nature to be bent and altered through them. So we give God permission. Have your way with me, Lord, today. Holy Spirit, have your way. John 14:12 says, the same Spirit of God that empowered Jesus to do manifest deeds of power lives in us. Most assuredly, I say to you, he who believes in me, the works that I do, he will do also. And greater works than these he will do, because I go to my Father. So Jesus gave us a mandate. He gave us a promise that we can do greater works than he, because the same thing that he does for the Father, the Holy Spirit, the same Spirit that's in him that raised Lazarus from the dead can raise people from the dead. We can, by our word. Hallelujah. So working of miracles is by hearing with faith, like we just said, and Galatians 3:5 and Hebrews 2:3-4 talks about signs, wonders, miracles of the Holy Spirit manifesting through those who believe. So we need to be in the Word. Because when we're in the Word, we know how God operates. So when we're in the world, we know how God wants to operate. See, if we know how he operates and we see something, there's a need. God is always looking for a need, to fill a need, to manifest himself, to show himself through someone's need. Okay, if I think I have it all, then I'm not going to need anything. There's always a need, and God's always looking for that need in the room. Hallelujah. And I always have a need to be used. I always say, God, my need is to be used by you, Lord, and he will use you. Like James says, just ask. Step out in faith. Working of miracles, each miracle is a working manifestation of the gift of the Holy Spirit's power through us. His power is the gift that we get, right? It's the dunamis. It's the explosion of heaven and earth touching and the miracle happening, all right? That's a Greek word, dunamis, and that means powers, dunamis. Matthew 13:54 says, where did the man get this wisdom and these mighty works? Mighty works is the miracles, power. And they were talking about Jesus, right? And Acts 2:22, Peter says, men of Israel, hear these words. Jesus of Nazareth, a man attested, and that means approved by God, to you by miracles, wonders, and signs, which God did through him in your midst, as you yourselves also know. Miracles was attested, mean approved, served as a, God used miracles. God uses miracles to reveal, to clear it up with people. You know?
Well, that's what separates us from other religions is miracles.
Praise God. That's right.
Supernatural God.
Amen. Amen.
It talks to us.
Yes.
That's a miracle.
So, did you want to say anything else? Because we did miracles, and this is miracles. So if you have any questions, you could always call me, 631-745-7980. If you want to share a testimony, you could always call the station, and that's 772-221-1100. And so next week, if you have anything happen this week, feel free to call and let us know, because people need to hear how God is operating in people's lives. You know, it's not just us talking on the radio and the experiences that James and I have. There are so many people listening that I know have had experiences, and it's through the testimonies that build the body. You know, it edifies us. It encourages us. Go ahead, James.
I guess I could just tell a miracle. I don't know.
Tell a miracle. Okay. Tell a miracle.
All right. I work on race cars, and I had to go to a race. It was some kind of race for like multiple sclerosis or something like that, muscular dystrophy, like a fundraiser. A guy from Palm Beach is going to Orlando, and I won't say his name. His car's name was Sharkbait. So anybody that races will know who I'm talking about, and he will confirm this. So we went to the race, and he mentioned, do I party? I said, no. And he said, well, this is the week before I was getting his car ready. Mm-hmm. He said, because there's a tropical storm coming. You probably won't get to race, but we'll just party. And I said, yeah, I don't party. And yeah, I heard you're into that God stuff or church stuff. I forget. He said one or the other. Mm-hmm. And I didn't say anything. And then we go to the race, and we get there like Friday night. And it's probably, I don't know, 6 o'clock. It rains the whole night. And I've seen the Lord stop the rain. And it really... usually is around non-believers when you step up and take the risk. And but I couldn't get the nerve. And it's fear of man. I don't worry about if it's going to happen. That's pride. But I'm just mad that I can't get the nerve to say it. But I did show him a picture of a girl that was healed of a bad skin disease all over. And I said, these are the things that are fun to me, to see things like this. And I got two pictures of her with a, just covered with sores, and the next one with all the scars and stuff gone. So I showed him that. And so then the next day, and I couldn't sleep. I kept jumping out of bed, yelling at myself for not saying something. I was getting so mad at myself. I gotta say something. So the next day, get there in the morning, it's a whole day race. And it's just raining and raining. And there's not a clear cloud, not a clear blue spot in the sky. And it's just raining. And then after about 4 hours, we're in the trailer. He's leaning over the back of the car. The guy he brought to help him's leaning on the other side of the car, and I'm leaning on the other side of the car, and I'm just mad. I can't. And the guy says, we might as well just go. It's a tropical storm. It's not going to stop raining. And then he looks at me. God had to do this, because the guy looks at me, and I'm kind of quiet. He's never heard me get loud. And he points up, and he says, I don't suppose he could do anything about that. And I got loud. I said, I'm glad you asked. I said, grab my hands. I reached my hands out. And he reached his hand out real nervously looking. It's a big old guy, too. And the other guy just stared at me. And I actually screamed at him. I said, grab my hand. He like reaches his hand over. And I prayed. And I threw the hands. And I used the word ain't. I said, it ain't going to rain no more. I yelled at him. And I walked out, got my car, turned the worship music on. That's what I do, just push all doubt and fear. I just sat there and praised the Lord. It stopped raining. We raced the whole day.
Amen.
And then at the end of the thing, we're walking over. He says, he's got to pay me. So we're walking to his truck, and I'm thinking, because usually people go, oh, what a coincidence, you know? and we're walking to the truck, and I said, when he handed me the money, I pointed up and said, "You seen?" And he looked down like shaking his head, "Yeah." Praise and then God. His worker came to my shop to pick his car up, and I started to tell him, I said, "You remember me telling you some of them rain stories?" He goes, "Man, he got everyone in the office, like 60 employees, and told everybody about it. And the guy was with him at the track, yeah. And he said he was going to start going to church."
Praise God. So, praise God. You know? And it is. God set it up. Because what were the odds of him saying that?
Yeah.
Like, what's and he going to do pointing up to the sky? You
I don't
know?
Suppose he could do anything
about
God, that.
Yeah, praise God, you know? And that's it, because that was God's cue right there. Oh, yeah?
Yeah, it got me the nerve to you say know? So.
Amen, yeah. Amen. And, you know, that's like everything else. Whenever I, like, when I was at my wit's end several times in my life, I'm not going to say it happened once, I'm like, "God, I just don't know what else to do with this." And then he shows up. You know, it's when we finally get to a place where it's like, only God can do something, you know, that we give him that path to reveal himself. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, we're the ones that's covering it. With, you know, it's like our, like you said, pride or, you know, self-will or self-reliance.
A funny thing, I think I had a minute. A guy moved in that built cars for this big company in Palm Beach. It's actually chassis engineering. And he started a shop in Port St. Lucie. And I went down there and met him. And his back was hurting. And I asked if I could pray with him. I didn't know the guy. Knew he was going to think I'm nuts, and God healed his back.
Amen.
So then he mentioned that guy's car, because the guy never came back to me after that. And I said, "Well, ask him about we were at the rain at the track." And he goes, "He told me about that." I'm like, man, he's out telling people.
Amen. That's testimony, right? Yeah. He's a witness.
Yeah.
He's a witness in the courtroom. He's like, "No, it happened. I was there." It's like my story about, you know, like how when you get conviction. You know, if you've experienced it, no one can tell you any different. Nobody can tell me Jesus isn't real because I've experienced him, you know? And I'm sure there's a lot of listeners feeling the same way.
Yeah, and there's a lot of people that have accepted him, haven't really witnessed that. And I always say, if you can get talked into it, you can get talked out of it. Yeah. The Holy Spirit's everything, man. We need the Holy Spirit.
We need the Holy Spirit.
And that's what shows us is
that's right, because
God
Jesus
is
seated
He's
at the right hand of the Father. The Holy
miracles,
Spirit
just
is
like he did in the Bible.
With us. Right now, he's with you. You want to pray, James?
Father, we thank you for this day. Lord. Father, I ask you to help us move forward the body of Christ and start stepping through fear into faith, just pushing fear aside and praying for people that are hurting. They're not going to get mad at you if they're not healed. And always tell them to check it out. That might be when they're healed. So, Father, I ask you to help them have the nerve to step forth, because you're trying to move mightily. We're in awesome times right now. In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name. We agape everyone listening. You're listening to WCNO, Kingdom Recovery, 89.9, and it's Friday. Love you.
Romans 12:2 says, "And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God." Tune in again next Friday at 5 p.m. to hear and experience another level of God's transforming power, where the truth makes you free. For more information about Kingdom Recovery, I can be reached at 631-745-7980.
All the glory to the God of love. All the glory to the God of love.
Hi there, this is John Nelson with FamiliesRecover.org. We offer hope and support for families being torn apart by addiction, enabling healthy decision-making that leads to a productive and meaningful lives. You can reach us at 772-285-5828.
Welcome to Taken Studios, the podcast studio designed with you in mind. Whether you're preaching, teaching, or sharing your heart, we provide a professional space where your voice can be heard. With our state-of-the-art equipment, expert sound engineers, and welcoming environment, you can reach Barry at 727-422-4374.
What are the key elements to being a Christian?
Well, you may not be dead physically, but according to the Word of God, until Jesus Christ comes into your life, you are dead spiritually.
Dr. David Jeremiah gives us insight into basics of the Christian faith. Next time on Turning Point.
Listen to Turning Point at 12:30 p.m. Monday through Friday on the Good News Station WCNO.